Now, as far as celebrations for the Treaty of Rome anniversary go, festivities may actually be louder and more lively quite far away from Brussels in those countries keenest to join up. And arguably, they're a few keener than the former Soviet state of Georgia. Georgia hopes to follow its Baltic counterparts and join the European Union at some point in the not-too-distant future. It's still some way off achieving that aim, but it's certainly going the right way. The country's now boasting the kind of economic growth and stability that impresses Brussels. But it's not likely to be smooth sailing. Georgia's giant neighbor Russia is resisting the drive of its former regions to join NATO and the EU. Veteran journalist and Georgian First Lady Sandra Roelofs spoke to Network Europe's Richard Walker about the EU family and Georgia's aspirations to join it.
I think the family doesn't want to extend at the moment any further in the near future. They will still have a lot to adapt in the coming years to be able to raise the smallest kids. First of all, we are an old European country. Let's start in this way. And we are already involved in Europe. I mean, we're participating in Eurovision Song Festival, European Football Championships, and so on. And we are, of course, a member of the Council of Europe. But we will have a facilitated visa access to the European Union. We'll have free movement, free trade, free movement of capital, of people. So that's already quite something, and it's going to help us even more to sustain our economic boom, which we are going through at the moment. And that's really, I'm really talking two-digit figures, because the Georgian economy is really growing like a rocket.
I was also wondering how Georgian people feel about the prospect of joining the EU. Do you think it's something that Georgians are aware of?
Before being part of the Soviet Union, we were part of a bigger European family. And throughout our history, I mean, we were part of the Hellenic world and even of the Roman Empire. And I mean, we are feeling our mentality is very close to the European one. We had property rights in the Middle Ages, like Europe had itself. So there are many parallels. But of course, the Georgians understand that there is a lot of things to do, especially to harmonize with the European Union legislation. And not only the legislation, but the implementation of that legislation. And that's, of course, still a long way to go, especially in the healthcare, especially in the social sphere, but also in healthcare, in education, in culture. There are many things. But on the other hand, I just want to say so very much that joining the European Union is something of a mutual enrichment. It's not just that we want to have all the benefits and to be able to travel free and to have export of our very nice Georgian wine within the European quota. No, it's a mutual enrichment.
Is there a model that you'd like Georgia to follow? Is there a country that's already joined the European Union recently, perhaps, that's doing very well?
Well, the Baltic countries, of course. The Baltic countries are our big example, also because they have a common past with us. And as they have always been closer to Europe geographically, but also, mentality-wise, they are more like Europeans themselves, the people. That's why they are a very big example for us. And the three Baltic countries are very much in favor of Georgia joining, EU joining NATO.
Do you worry about Georgia's relationship with Russia?
That's a very political question. If I worry, I would lie if I said I wouldn't worry, that I'm not worrying. This is a very big and important neighbor for Georgia. We have a common past. So Russia is really important also to install our territorial integrity. We have to do that together. And, as you know, under the EU presidency, the German EU presidency, there will be now talks with Russia also. There is like a third country summit, and that will, I think, be in June. And I'm waiting for the outcome of that summit. It's very interesting how the EU and Russian Federation will look at different issues.
And also Georgia's membership, possible membership of NATO. That's another thing that's annoying Russia, isn't it?
Well, I'm not sure what is annoying whom, but I think if a country wants to develop itself and it wants to be independent, and it is independent, and it's showing economic growth and attraction, it's not wise not to join this goal of Georgia as an independent country, because it's in the interest of all the neighboring countries of Georgia, Armenia, Azerbaijan, Turkey, Russia, It's in the interest of all that Georgia will be prosperous and independent and will be economic heart between European and Asia. I mean, that's good for all the parties.
Georgian First Lady Sandra Roelofs talking to Radio Netherlands, Richard Wolff.